So tell me what's going on with the company.
It's a privately held company, so it's you have to read the tea leaves as opposed to getting any public information. But four of their eight stores are in Berkeley, and it's quite clear that two of those stores are virtual ghost towns. I mean, hardly anyone goes there. You don't see cars in the parking lot. Two of the others seem to be doing respectively, but not fantastically well. So, you know, there's a sense that it's struggling in a much more competitive marketplace. I mean, they started in Berkeley in 1929, and their original store is still there on Solano Avenue. But, you know, that was an era when there was no Whole Foods, there was no Berkeley Bowl. So they had at least some slice of the market to themselves. Now it's an immensely competitive marketplace, and it looks like they're struggling. The produce isn't as good as people can get elsewhere. Their prices seem to be very, very high. Everyone applauds the quality of their staff. It's a unionized supermarket, and that seems to really create a very good staff. But the prices are high. The quality isn't as good as other places. Sort of pursuing this story, although the company was very reluctant to comment, they did eventually, a day after we wrote about it, come out with a statement from Bill Andronico, who's now running the company, third generation of the family running the company, saying they were seeking some sort of recapitalization to give them capital to grow.
And how do people, you know, Andronico's being a local family-owned store in Berkeley, how do people feel about it? Is there support for Andronico's, or it's just like any other store and Whole Foods is closer by or more convenient?
It's interesting because I think there are people who feel a sort of local connection with it, and certainly we've had some commenters remember that they were the first supermarket to really have premium products and luxury products and things like that. But the dominant mood, we've had nearly 100 comments on that original Andronico story, and the comments time after time after time are, you know, I used to go there, but the quality isn't as good, the prices are higher. You know, if I want basics, I go to Trader Joe's. If I'm interested in something more, I go to Berkeley Bowl or I go to Whole Foods. So if you read our comments, I mean, that's not a scientific survey, they certainly have a big problem in the market.
And what do you think the future is for the store or for the chain?
They're seeking a recapitalization, as they say. I think that might give them a shot at reviving it in some way. It's very hard to see how they could keep all four Berkeley stores open. I think the two on University and on Telegraph that are visibly struggling, I would not be surprised if a recapitalization involved rationalizing that down to the two stores on Shattuck and Solano that seem to be doing a bit better. But I think it's going to be really tough for them. We know that Fresh and Easy, which is a chain owned by Tesco's and is now based in El Segundo and has been expanding really rapidly. They started, I think, 3 years ago in El Segundo, and they're up to 80 stores. We know they've been looking for a Berkeley site, and so it could well be that here are two or maybe even four sites that would be very attractive for a new entrant, which is part of, I think, the second largest retailer in the world. So certainly an organization that has huge amounts of capital to expand. So although 1929, you know, local community company, I think people feel very good about that. But I think it's a pretty punishing environment for them.
And you all reported just a month or two ago about AG Ferrari on Solano Avenue closing too. So there's been turnover.
Well, Solano Avenue is a whole other story. It can be a wonderful neighborhood and a wonderful shopping district, but there is a large number of vacant stores there now. And I know people in the area, other retailers in the area, the council members that are responsible for that area are very concerned about the future of that, and what can they do to revive the commercial life on Solano. It's not a good situation, certainly.
All right. And is there anything else I haven't asked you or anything you want to add?
You know, in the very particular Berkeley context, I think it is significant, and I think there are a lot of people that do care that Andronico's is a unionized supermarket, as is Safeway's. But for instance, Berkeley Bowl, which is, I think, justifiably worshipped by most Berkeleyans for the range and quality of what they offer, is a non-unionized supermarket. Fresh and Easy, if they do come in, that's non-unionized as well. And in the particular context of Berkeley, I think that may well be an issue.